Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Welcome back to Mind Food Radio. Well, New York gave us thin crust pie, giant pretzels, pastrami sandwiches. I've never had a pastrami sandwich, have you?
Oh, I love them.
Really?
Are you serious? Like,
no.
Like a Reuben?
Oh, no, I've never had one of those.
Oh, I love them.
And then those delightful rolls with holes.
Have a guess what I had for breakfast today.
Oh, a bagel?
I did, and I had it from Brooklyn Hyde. And I've got to tell you, I said to my kids, I'm interviewing the guys from Brooklyn Hyde tomorrow, but I still haven't tried their bagel. Can you go buy me one? So they did. And I'd like to welcome to the show one of the owners, Daniel Littlepage. Hi, Daniel.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Well, I've got to tell you, that bagel tasted pretty good.
We baked in the old traditional style. So, yeah, I mean, Sydney hasn't really seen an authentic, I guess, more New York-style bagel before. So it's definitely a new thing for us here.
Now, we've just done a story with Al Brown, who's opened up a bagel shop in Auckland, and his are Toronto bagels, and he sort of told us about the honey and stuff. How are yours cooked? Because yours are traditional New York bagels, is that right?
That's right. So it's basically the same principle. It's a wheat yeasted dough, which we use. It's then proved for a minimum of 18 hours in a cool room. We then boil them through the traditional way, so they use a large kettle kind of drum, if you like, and then we boil them. After that, we then top them with seeds and, you know, the different sort of flavourings, and then we bake them. And then, yeah, then we toast them and do amazing things to them.
Was there a lot of research involved, like a bagel bar? That's a pretty cool idea.
I was going to say, what sort of research did you do?
Basically, it was an idea that Matthew, the executive chef and my business partner, we had I was doing a lot of work over in New York, and he was doing the backpacking thing and checking out the food scene over there. And, you know, we sort of were talking, and you know, one of the best things about waking up in New York City is, you know, grabbing that hot cup of coffee and that delicious bagel in the morning and watch the city come to life. And, you know, there wasn't anywhere like that in Sydney, people that were doing it, you know, properly. So we thought, what a great idea, you know, to introduce Sydney to that kind of cuisine. And there we are. We put it together, and we've been open now for, this is our third week.
Now, our Mind Food offices are in Surry Hills, and every time we try to go and buy something, it's always sold out. So I guess it sounds like it's going very well, is it, since you've launched?
It is. It's going really well. So it's been really well received. You know, we get a stack of Americans coming through, a lot of New Yorkers who are, you know, just after that authentic New York taste. That's what we're really sort of setting up. So it's that whole experience of, you know, Brooklyn, as well as, you know, getting some really good produce and, you know, a great cup of coffee. So we've been really busy, and the bakers have been, you know, in extra early, 3 o'clock in the morning to bake them off. So, it's been great.
And tell me, do you have the traditional sort of toppings of cream cheese and salmon and stuff? Like, what sort of toppings do you have?
So we've got a lot of the traditional one. We call that one the Manhattan. So all our bagels are named after different areas in New York. So the Manhattan one is in-house cured lox. We've got the cream cheese, and we've got like a honey vinaigrette, which we also make here. So it's that's our take on the traditional. But we're also doing what we call our bagel wheels, which are a bit of a larger sandwich. And we're using produce like Wagyu Brassola, alpaca ham, and we source those from, I guess, an independent sort of farmers down the south coast. So produce is, you know, organic, it's fresh and seasonal, so many changes from time to time.
And is there plans to open more of the bars around Sydney?
There is. We're looking at a couple of sites at the moment. We've had great interest from Queensland on the Gold Coast as well, so it's all in the pipeline. We just want to get this one sort of, firing, and we'll be looking at sort of another couple in Sydney within the next sort of, I'd say, like 3 to 6 months.
Great. Well, Daniel, thank you for joining us on the line today. Daniel Littlepage there, co-owner of Brooklyn Hyde, talking bagels. For more details, go to mindfood.com. Thanks, Daniel.
Thanks very much. I look forward to seeing you.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.